whole bunch of my friends after the Super Bowl were putting on Facebook and all the social media platforms, well, that means it's baseball season. Yes, it does. And joining us right now, the president of the Hartford Yard Goats, Tim Restall, as we get near the beginning of the Yard Goat season. Tim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Paul. How you doing today?
I'm all right. I'm all good. Now, you have your big ticket launch for the upcoming season. Individual tickets for home games at Dunkin' Donuts Park are on sale tomorrow, Friday, February 8th. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our individual tickets for the 2019 season, which it's hard to believe it's only 63 days away, is going on sale this Friday at Dunkin' Donuts Park at 10 o'clock. So that's when fans can line up, get our individual tickets for the upcoming season, and at 12 o'clock you'll be able to buy them online and on the website.
You know, you guys did well last year. I was looking at some of the numbers a couple of days ago. What, you had about, roughly, forgive me the exact number, you had about, what, three-quarters of your games were sellouts, your home games?
Yeah, it's 40, I think we were 47 games out of 70 were sold out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a pretty good season, even though the team came in third place.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, we often laugh sometimes that we talk about the, we forget about, talk about how great the baseball is here. But yeah, with regards to fans coming in the ballpark and really enjoying Dunkin' Donuts Park, it was a great season last year.
Now, also, I want to touch on something that obviously people are going to be asking you about. It's front page news in the Hartford Courant today. I see the you guys are going to be the first team in baseball to do something that, you know, a lot of people are going to say, well, it's a tradition, this and the other, but you're doing something in a public safety and a health safety manner this coming year. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we're going to be the first ballpark to ever have a peanut-free season. So no peanuts will be, sold at the ballpark. And, you know, when people hear that, if you understand peanut allergies and what people go through with peanut allergies, you totally understand. And, you know, we met with a group of mothers that were talking with, about food allergies. And when you learn and understand what parents go through when they deal with kids with peanut allergies, and if we can eliminate one food item and allow kids to come to the ballpark and adults, then it is, it's so worth it. So we decided that we would eliminate the sales of peanuts, Cracker Jack, and that's something we would do.
All right. Back to the tickets here. Talk a little about your ticket packages. I know you said you had individual game tickets. You're still selling season tickets. What can folks take advantage of as far as that's concerned, Tim?
Yeah, I mean, on our website, yardgoatsbaseball.com, we have so many different options. So whether you're bringing a group out, you're bringing a season ticket, you want to get season tickets for your company or your family, there's so many different options that we have available that, you know, whether you want 18 games or all 70 games, there's a lot of different things to do.
You know, when I was growing up, and I'm in my late 50s, when I was growing up, minor league baseball was like, it's minor league baseball. You know, I went to see the old West Haven Yankees, the AA affiliate of the Yankees, in a rickety old wooden stadium where you sat around, and if you slid your rear end the wrong way on the benches, you were hurting for a week. Oh, yeah, it was bad. You barely got a hot dog. The bathrooms barely worked. But, boy, I got to tell you, between what you folks are doing and around the country, with the incredible acceleration of prices in Major League Baseball, a lot of folks, Tim, and I'm sure you heard this from folks last year, saying, you know what, I'll stay right here and get away for one quarter of the cost and see a great night or day of baseball.
You know, I love your comment. Like, you know, it's something that, you know, minor league baseball is such evolved, and Dunkin' Donuts Ballpark is such a great place to watch baseball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the days of sitting in your seat for nine innings of baseball have changed. So, you know, we create different neighborhoods in the ballpark where people can walk around. It has a 360-degree concourse, so it's designed for that. And, you know, our food options, whether we have Bears Barbecue or we have Dunkin' Donuts or we have, hot dogs or whatever the case it is, the experience has changed so much. And the level of baseball that we have, we're AA, is such good quality of baseball that, you know, with tickets starting at $12, starting at $6, and a majority of our tickets are $12 or $13, it's a great family affordable event that you can come down downtown Hartford, watch a game, have a great experience. And that's a lot of things that we hear from our fans, is that it's very affordable, it's very fan-friendly, and it's a great place to have a good time. And
you know, you mentioned the food. I mean, people consider it. It's not like it was when I was growing up, or, okay, we're going to go to the game, and then we're going to go to eat, or we're going to eat beforehand. The food now, from major league parks on down through the minor league parks, all the way to AAA through AA, single A, rookie league, you know, teams like the Yard Goats, you really have to put some thought into what do people want to eat when they're there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and our menu is going to expand this year greatly when we have, you know, a lot of, you know, vegetarian options, healthy options. You know, we still have, don't worry, we still have donuts, we still have fried dough, we still have the fun items that
yeah.
when you want to come out to the ballpark and enjoy. Mm-hmm. But we really view the ballpark as Connecticut's largest restaurant. And it's so important part of the experience, so that when fans come out to the ballpark, they have a great time. And that goes from, you know, parking the car to walking across the street to, you know, buying your ticket to, you know, entering the stadium to leaving. It's just all that whole experience is so important to us that we focus on it every single game, make sure it's the best it can be.
Tim Restall, President, Hartford Yard Goats. Tim, finally, as we wrap up here, composition of the team this year, what kind of a roster are you going to have to deal with in dealing with the parent Colorado Rockies?
Well, the Rockies announced in January that our manager, Warren Schaefer, will be returning, which is great. This is his second year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's currently down in, you know, start of spring training, and probably about mid-March we'll have an idea with regards to the players that we're going to get this year. The Rockies did very well this past, their minor league system did very well this past past season.
Mm-hmm.
I believe the league lower than us, they made it to the playoffs, mm-hmm. which, you know, if you think of it as that we're a farm system and a feeder system, a lot of those players should be making our way up to us in Hartford, and we should, you know, we'll get a better idea probably towards the end of March and what our team looks like. So you'll just have to stay tuned to how we look.
All right. Individual tickets for home games at Dunkin' Donuts Park on sale tomorrow, Friday, February 8th, 10 a.m. at the ballpark's clicker ticket box office. And the first 50 fans to purchase tickets in person will get a $25 Dunkin' Donuts gift card. Tim, don't be a stranger. Call us up anytime during the season. Tim Restall, President, Hartford Yard Goats. Hey, Tim, have a great day and good luck this year.
All right. Thanks for having me on.